Last week, the Military Medical Corps launched a voluntary male circumcision campaign in Minkaman with the aim of reducing HIV transmission by 60% among the population in the area. But today, there is no cure at the male circumcision ward at Minkaman Health Center in Awerial County as the voluntary male circumcision campaign enters its second week. James Manuel, a county medical officer in Awerial, says local people are not coming to the center due to the stigma attached to male circumcision.
Those one who understood, they do come and report for it and they are in the facility. But maybe roughly about 5% of cattle keepers are turning up, 5%. Yeah, you know, the local people, they don't welcome this exercise very much because they are not interested in it. Because in the first place, the local community here seem that if somebody is circumcised and it happened that it turned in the cattle camp or in the village, people tend to be laughing at him.
Manuel says 280 people were circumcised over the last 7 days, and 95% of them are citizens from urban areas or educated people. Manuel says local men in Awerial should not miss this opportunity.
We tell them that circumcision is important. One, is a part of personal hygiene. Secondly, it is also for prevention of sexual transmitted diseases. For example, is HIV and gonorrhea and syphilis. So it's a part of prevention. That is what we are telling to the people.
Health officials are trying to make sure the message reaches every man in Minkaman, but most are just reluctant to visit the surgery ward at the county health center to be circumcised. 40-year-old Minkaman resident Cora Yuom, who is not circumcised, supports the idea of circumcision, but has some reservation.
When one is circumcised, he will not do any work immediately. I have some work that I am doing, and truly this cannot prevent the transmission of AIDS or HIV, but what I heard is good with it. It is just being cleaned.
Ayuom says, culturally, locals tend to bully anyone that is circumcised. Makura Lunj says he never got circumcised for fear of being mocked, especially during the time that people would go without wearing clothes to bathe in open places at the pool. He says he's now willing to go for circumcision.
Lack of education has prevented many of us here from being circumcised. Education or civilization has come now when we are already old. When I was in Uganda, I witnessed people being circumcised but failed to go because of the negative attitude, but now it has changed.
Male circumcision involves minor surgery to remove the foreskin of man's reproductive organ. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Minkaman, Lagos State.